Energize with fresh breakfast. Wake up on Fresh with NSK and Shaquan.
Say it like you mean it.
Alrighty, so time is exactly 13 minutes past 7 o'clock. A very good morning to you on this beautiful Thursday morning. Now, we've been having this conversation pertaining to all things AFI Global Policy Forum, alright? And today we're having a very insightful conversation with Osha Muruko. Now, when we first started this conversation with Christy, she mentioned the Cash Plus situation. Got a lot of people interested, like, what do I do? How do I apply? How do I become a part of this, right? Now, he's the Alternative Channel Product Analyst at First National Bank, and he's about to give us a little bit more information to this, especially leading up to the forum where we're going to be, or where they're going to be focusing the conversations on financial inclusion. Osha, how are you doing today?
Hi, good morning. Good morning, Shaquan. I'm doing very well. Good morning. Good morning to the listeners as well.
Yeah, thank you so much for being here, man. You know what? I need to say this. You look like a rugby player.
Oh, I wish.
You never played rugby in your life?
I've never played rugby in my life.
In your life? Because you know what? I'm just going to say it. When I saw you and I went to go greet you, I came to tell him, I'm like, he looks like a rugby player. Right, Osha, let's get right into it, man. You know what? Obviously, the AFI Global Policy Forum conference will be happening on the 2nd to the 5th of September 2025 in Swakopmund, in case you missed it and you tuned in for the first time with this conversations. And you are the Alternative Channel Product Analyst at First National Bank. Fancy, fancy, right? Big money?
No comment.
I'm just joking. All right, take a little bit of time, Osha, to just weekly tell us about your role as an Alternative Channel Product Analyst. What exactly do you do?
Okay, so no, my role really just focuses on managing and growing FNB's alternative channel. Okay. Channel, and this is the away from the traditional banking, right? So with a particular emphasis on Cash Plus and also Cash at Till, eWallet at Till, which is of course the common names that everyone knows, cashback and all of that. Yeah. So it's really looking at just the product performance and really just managing the service quality that we provide across this channel. And I think it's also just looking at more how we improve services along this channel, and really just how this Cash Plus really just aligns with FNB's overall strategy.
So Cash Plus, what was the birth of Cash Plus actually? Why was it so important to have this product in the market?
So it was really just all about reaching underserved communities, right? It was really finding a banking solution that reaches customers in the northern areas of Namibia, where we don't have normal infrastructure, such the normal brick and mortar infrastructure, ATMs and branches, and really just offering essential services. But the main driver is financial inclusion. It's really us trying to ensure that doesn't matter your location, doesn't matter your income level, we're ensuring that you have access to basic financial services.
Now, how has the response been from the market, though, in terms of just this Cash Plus initiative?
Yeah, no, there's been great customer adoption, I think, along the channel. And I think we have a growing of 378 agents right across the country.
Okay.
Mainly around the northern part, where majority of the Cash Plus agents are, and in the central part of it, of the country. So that's where we mainly have our reach. So I think it has really grown, and it's still growing day by day.
Yeah, and we're still looking to expand to other regions,
indeed,
right?
Indeed.
Okay, is there like a rollout plan? I'm just saying this, just, you know, maybe I have a cousin that's listening, but I have a cousin that's in Kiertmanshoop, for example, and this would also be beneficial to them.
So indeed, no, thanks. So there are initiatives that are out there. So currently we've made it also much easier for anyone to be a Cash Plus agent, right? Despite you needing to have a business account, you need to have an operational business going. But despite all of that, that being the requirements, we have initiatives and activations that go right throughout the different regions. So, and really us, because we need to ensure that we tap into the markets where we really don't have presence,
know,
in the rural areas, in the remote areas, in the villages. So that's really the market we're trying to tap into, and we ensure that the same services that you and me have here in Windhoek is the same services that we're offering individuals in the rural areas as well.
Oh, fantastic. So I just want to know the criteria, of becoming a Cash Plus agent. And I say this because, like I said, you know, we had the conversation with Kirsty and she got us so excited about it. The listeners were asking the questions. I'm interested. I'm keen. Where do I go? Where do I find information on how to be a Cash Plus agent?
So you can find it on our website, but let me just touch on it.
Yes, you're more than welcome
You need to have a business, an FNB business account. You need to at least have an operational business going. So you need to have the likes of a sole prop, a CC, But also within that, you need to at least have an infrastructure within your community. We need to know that there's presence in the community. The OSHA is sitting in the tuck shop in Havana, for example. So we need to sort of have an idea that there's presence within the community. But now we've also made it easier. So you can apply on the app. You go into your app. You can apply. You can onboard yourself to be a Cash Plus agent.
Oh, okay.
And then we'll have a consultant that will engage you and go through right. And then you take you through right the process in terms of the agreements that you need to sign. But we go through a vetting process, just to see whether you meet the criteria to actually really facilitate transactions on behalf of the bank.
Do you then also, after vetting, assist people who are keen on being agents to meet those criteria in any way?
To a certain extent, but usually before we even onboard them, we already let them know of what it is that we're looking for. Yeah.
All right, makes sense. So, any training or support that agents get?
Oh yes, indeed. So, I think that's why I love this channel so much. Is just we're not just providing a service and we're letting agents be. We're just not leaving them alone, right?
We
provide compliance training. So this is now really mandatory compliance training, which involves anti-money laundering, anti-bribery, but also because we're ensuring that these agents provide a service on behalf of the bank, we need to ensure they're providing quality service. So we train them on how to treat customers fairly, so how to give the same experience that they would give a customer in a branch. We also ensure that the Cash Plus agent also gives that same service.
Yeah, all right. So very good morning to you. If you just tuned in right now, we are having a conversation with OSHA Muruko. Now, he's the alternative channel product analyst at First National Bank. Now, the conversation is pertaining obviously to the conference, the AFI Global Policy Forum, a conference that will be happening in a few weeks, but also most importantly, how you can be a part of the initiatives and projects that they actually have at, you know, pertaining to Cash Plus and so forth. We're still going to continue this conversation in a few minutes, so keep it locked right here on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Now, time is exactly 25 minutes past 7 o'clock. I'm trying to get my really good corporate voice on. I'm trying to rah-rah as much as I can because OSHA just turned up the heat here. You know what you're doing, right? I feel very intimidated. I'm joking. All right, in case you're just tuning in right now, very good morning to you. We're having a conversation pertaining to all things AFI Global Policy Forum that will be happening in a few weeks in Swakopmund. And today I have just the pleasure of having a conversation with OSHA Muruko. Now, he's the alternative channel product analyst at First National Bank. So, OSHA, we need to continue with the conversation pertaining to the Cash Plus, right? So, obviously, we are helping communities, we're empowering communities. But I just want to know any success stories that you are comfortable to share with us right now. How has this been life-changing for the agents themselves on the ground?
No, thanks, Shikwana. So, and that's why I love this product. Really, I really love it. It's really the success stories and the impact that we've managed to see, and it's tangible impact. So we have a guy who was a waiter for quite a while, and then he opened his business, right? And he became a Cash Plus agent. So he really managed to, so he's employing cashiers. So that's really the tangible impact that we're seeing. He's creating employment. He's been able to employ cashiers. He's been able to take his children through school.
Wow.
So those are really the success stories. And not only that, with this, because they earn extra commission, right?
Yeah.
And so they're really able to really grow their business, you know, and really see growth within their business. So what we start seeing is that they expand to different locations.
Yeah.
And that's what we want to see. We really want to see them really taking this to the next level, really, because they understand the value that this product brings. So I think that's really a main success story. Another one which I really love, and I always talk about it, is where we had a Cash Plus within a village, right, where people were unbanked in that area, right, and the first time they haven't seen the inside of a branch, but the access to being able to transact and the access to financial services was at a Cash Plus agent. So they managed to get their card. There was an activation happening outside the Cash Plus agent. They've managed to get a card. And then after that, the first transaction was made at a Cash Plus agent. Imagine. And then this specific agent was known as that point of presence for these customers. So that's really just the phenomenal stories that we've been seeing with this product.
Is that one of the main reasons why you wake up and love your job so much?
Oh yes,
fulfilling, right?
Exactly. Despite all the numbers and the data, this is really the main reason why I do this on a day to day.
Come on. Right, so we know that the global AFI Global Policy Forum conference will be happening in a few weeks. How excited are you, by the way, for this conference?
Very excited. I'm really keen to see what what is out there, what the rest of the world is doing, but also more in the sense of what we can showcase as Namibia. Because I think we're really driving financial inclusion and through all our, mainly F&B, I would say, we are the main driver of financial inclusion.
But
really excited to see what's coming for this conference.
Yeah, so the biggest takeaways that anyone who is keen on attending the conference will take away, especially from F&B side, what would you say, even just one takeaway someone could just look out for?
So I would probably say just awareness of what financial inclusion is. And I think not everyone has that understanding, but also just maybe success stories. And I think that's a key thing that we'll put out there, success stories. And I think global assessments, they will do overall assessments in terms of where we are as the global front. Where are we in terms of financial inclusion? How are we pushing financial inclusion? So I think those are the main takeaways we can get out of the conference.
Yeah. All right. So, and I'm also very keen to know, actually, what would you say are some of the most significant barriers to financial inclusion that you've seen in your work on a daily, and how are you addressing them, you know, just from an F&B perspective?
I love this question so much, because Cash Plus is the solution to all of that. So with that, we say it's location and income level, you know, but of course we've bridged that gap with this product in ensuring that it's the most affordable channel that we have. It's simple to use. So we've really managed to bridge that gap in ensuring that we have Cash Plus agent in majority of the rural areas where we have no presence. So with 378 agents, we've really managed to reach untapped communities. And I think we're growing, and we're hoping that we can really reach more communities and underserved communities.
Yeah, so. No, trust me, after this conversation, it's on the way. Yes. Those numbers are going to go up, hey? Speaking of the channels, by the way, how do you ensure that these channels remain secure? Because I think also when you look at our older markets, for example, they're very like, is this secure? Can I trust this? Also just being secure, obviously accessible and user-friendly for low-income and rural customers.
Yeah, so I would say let's start with the main thing is branding. So we really ensure that we have F&B branding around these Cash Plus agents, just to build that trust within the community that there's a reputable brand that's behind this business. But also we go through a vetting process. We ensure that these are trusted businesses. We just don't go into anything, and we make sure they go through the mandatory training and compliance training to really meet the regulatory requirements. So we really already go through such a process before we onboard these agents to ensure that the service that they're providing is really secure to the customers. Because at the end of the day, it's really what value are we adding to the customers that we are serving. So that's really the essence of it all. And I think that's how we really ensure that there's security. But also everything is in real time. We have a whole team and that's supporting these agents and the customers as well at the end of the day. And the great thing is we have mechanisms in place, such as feedback surveys. So to really get an idea and a feel of what the customers are experiencing, to be able to say, okay, no, where are the gaps? Where are the opportunities? Where can we improve? You know, so that's really how we really ensure that this channel is secure.
And I think the most important question that I'll ask you this morning before I release you, Osha, is how do you feel that you have managed to deplete all my English data this morning? It's very unfair. Final question before I let you go. Where do you see the Cash Plus and F&B's alternative channels in the next, let's say, 3 to 5 years?
Okay. You know, look, with this channel and Touchwood, I really hope that we're able to really reach the communities that we've still not managed to reach. And I think because as we all know, Namibia is quite sparsely populated. So really the untapped communities, the rural areas that are really very far from the nearest branch or ATM. So I think really, we really see this channel growing to that level, really providing more financial services. So not only the depositing, withdrawal and the prepaid airtime and electricity, but more financial services.
Yeah.
So making really this agent the one-stop shop of financial services. So that's really where I see it going. But at the essence of it all, it's still going to be the main driver of financial inclusion and of course aligning with the overall F&B's growth strategy.
Fantastic. Osha, thank you so much for your time. Truly, truly appreciate it. I know it was a little bit early in the morning, but we appreciate you being here and just sharing this really insightful information with us.
Yeah, no, thank you very much for having me. I had quite a bit of fun here.
Yeah, a little bit too much. You want to stick around?
Maybe just a little bit.
Yeah.
I could do this the whole day.
So in case you missed this conversation, we'll have it up on our website. It is freshfm.com.na. The AFI Global Policy Forum conference will be happening from the 2nd to the 5th of September 2025 in Swakopmund. But this conversation will still continue. So keep it locked right here on Namibia's Heart and Soul.
Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM. Fresh FM.